This is St. Louis Public Radio. The coronavirus outbreak has upended nearly every aspect of normal life, including religious worship. With Easter approaching, some congregations in St. Louis are turning to technology as a way to celebrate together. St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzon has the story.
The Cathedral Basilica in St. Louis was filled with song and prayer on Palm Sunday, as usual. But the pews were empty and will be throughout Holy Week. Late last month, the Archdiocese of St. Louis suspended all public masses due to the coronavirus outbreak. Since then, thousands of congregants have been tuning in for live stream services. Monsignor Henry Breyer, the cathedral's rector, says even though congregants can't gather or receive communion on Easter this year, the services still provide a sense of community.
This live streaming enables people to feel connected to their faith, to their church, because it's home. It's home for their faith.
The Gathering, a United Methodist church in St. Louis, will also stream their Easter services. Pastor Matt Miofsky says they had to cancel an Easter celebration they planned at Chaffetz Arena for their 5,000 members. But he says where they worship doesn't really matter.
It can be celebrated anywhere. It can be celebrated in a garden, in a cave, in a stadium, or in people's living rooms. It is a very different kind of service, but what's really cool is, you know, the message is the same.
Miofsky says the story of Easter is one of resurrection and hope, and that resonates with people right now. People like Jennifer Haynes, who says Easter is central to her faith, but she knows her two young daughters won't be able to sit through a live stream service.
What I might do is watch something later, you know, maybe during nap time.
Haynes is planning something else to make it special for her two-year-old, a solo Easter egg hunt at their home in St. Charles.
She's so young, but she knows something is wrong. And so I want to, as much as possible, give her something to celebrate.
She says seeing her daughter happy helps relieve some of the grown-up anxiety she's feeling. I'm Shayla Farzon, St. Louis Public Radio.